Democrats are the minority party in the assembly, where Republicans hold a slim 52-47 seat edge. But it took Democratic votes to pass a budget out of the assembly last October, and Assembly Minority Leader Jim Cruiser says his members will probably be needed to pass this budget fix, too.
We want the road projects to move forward. We want people to keep their jobs. But if this is the only choice, is to pass something the Speaker agreed to, I don't know if he wants to just bring something up to fail or if he wants something to pass.
Speaker Mike Hipsch and Senate Democratic Majority Leader Russ Decker have been negotiating for months with the governor's staff on ways to fix a $527 million budget shortfall. Hipsch and Decker favor delaying a state school aid payment, issuing bonds to get cash up front from a tobacco payment, and making some cuts. Cruiser says his members think the school aid move is a bad idea and that leaders are relying too much on tobacco bonding to fill the hole. But Cruiser thinks they should be borrowing more in the transportation fund and using that money to shore up the budget.
Quite frankly, you go ask somebody working on the road, do you care if a portion of this is bonded or not? They're going to say, no, I just want to get to work. And I think people driving are going to say they don't care.
That's a move the governor supports, but Hipsch and Decker oppose. Cruiser says if leaders need his votes, he wants them to reconsider a hospital tax as well as a rental car fee for a Kenosha-Racine-Milwaukee commuter rail line. Those are issues the governor and Senate Democrats support too, but they were all but dropped from budget talks in the name of reaching a compromise. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.